You're listening to Talk 1260 KTRC, Humanity, the Experience, with your host, Betsy Ronell.
Happy Saturday. This is Betsy Ronell here with Humanity, the Experience on Talk 1260 KTRC. I have a furry guest with me today, and it's Nina Stively from the Espanola Valley Humane Society. She's not really furry, but you know.
No, I work with enough furry friends
exactly.
And I feel furry at the
she
end of
represents,
the day.
Exactly. She represents our furry friends, which to me are better than furless friends, yeah. Except for hairless Chinese cats and dogs,
oh,
right?
Yeah, the
Chinese hairless crested
one of their
or whatever.
Own.
yeah, okay. Anyway, all right, so we have a lot to talk about today.
We do. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot of regular stuff going on, but there's two very important things going on. One is the Purebred Adoption Event.
Yes.
So let's hear about that one.
So it's called Purebreds and Friends. And of course, in the shelters, you're typically thinking of the friends. So not necessarily your dog show type dogs.
Yeah.
But we just want to make people realize that there are a lot of purebred dogs in animal shelters. So we are creating an event called Purebreds and Friends.
It's great.
We've got about 15 different breed rescue groups that represent purebred dogs. So Basset Hounds, Great Danes, Weimaraners, Shepherds, Labs, you name it. They're all coming. Doberman Rescue is coming.
Right.
Yeah, we've
got
a whole bunch. Small Dog Rescue is coming with a whole bunch of little cuties. She's got this Japanese chin who's just a little fluff ball. And so we've got all kinds of dogs coming to this event. So if folks are looking for a purebred dog, they don't need to go to a breeder. They can find a rescued one, and those dogs are evaluated for health and behavior. They're healthy. They're socialized. They've been in foster homes for the most part, so you know what you're getting, and you're helping save a life.
You're helping save a life, and also I'll tell you this: with all these backyard breeders, which I just resent every day that they exist. These dogs are probably better checked than the dogs from these quote-unquote breeders.
Absolutely. When you're working with a good, responsible rescuer, these folks are taking the dogs to a veterinarian before they put it up for adoption.
Exactly.
They're spending time with that dog.
Exactly.
They're making sure that puppies have been with their mother and their litter mates long enough. They're not just out to make a profit, because rescue is not profitable by any means.
Not at all.
So you're dealing with sort of a different breed of person as well. And these are folks who do the best and want the best for those breeds. So we've got a lot of breeds coming out, and we're hoping that folks come out and find the one they're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I have three purebreds, I would say, that have been rescues.
Mm-hmm.
One is directly from Espanola, King Charles Cavalier Spaniel.
Yes, little king.
Yeah, he's adorable. And then I have a Newfoundland, which is from a rescue, and a Chihuahua, which is from a rescue, purebred. So, I mean, I've gotten the dogs I've wanted and haven't gone the breeder route myself, although Newfoundland breeders are very responsible, so I have nothing against them. I'm talking about, like, your run-of-the-mill golden retriever, Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pit bull, whatever.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, you get all sorts of folks who are in breeding to make a dollar, and the responsible breeders are not, are not part of that category. But you often, most of the dogs that you see for sale are from irresponsible sources. So go the responsible route, work with a rescue. On August 11th, we're going to be out at PetSmart right here in Santa Fe.
On Zafferano,
right across from Target.
Yeah.
And we're going to have about 15 different breed rescue groups, plus both shelters will be there with lots of mixed breeds.
That's excellent.
Just want to find lots of them homes all day on the 11th.
Yeah, all day. Come on out. And, maybe you have friends coming in, or maybe you have friends in nearby states that have been looking for purebred. We're going to have them all right here.
Absolutely. And if people just want to learn more about a certain breed, this is a great place to do it too, because these folks are fans of their breed that they work with. They really are educated. They know a lot about them, and it's easy to pick a Weimaraner because they're beautiful dogs, but they've
gorgeous.
Got lots of energy.
Yeah,
so
I don't have a Weimaraner.
Neither do I. But,
but
there's going to be a whole bunch of them there. So if you're interested in that breed or any of the
gorgeous.
Other breeds, it'll be there. And we've got all the details and a list of the different rescue groups on our website, evalleyshelter.org.
Good. Yeah, no, this is just so great. Because people, and you guys have purebreds running through the shelter all year long.
We do.
All the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a bull mastiff in last week, AKC papers and everything.
Wow.
A cane corso, a boxer. We get lots of small dogs that are purebreds. We had a shih tzu. Poodles. We get a fair number of miniature poodles.
Oh, interesting.
So, you just never know what's going to come in the door being an open door shelter. Everything that comes in, we never turn them away.
Exactly.
So it's always a surprise what walks in. But we do our best. And a lot of them, the purebred dogs often do get placed.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. They're much more easy to place. I prefer to mix mutts myself.
Yeah. You never know what you're getting. So.
You never know. And often they say that these mixed breeds are healthier than the purebreds.
You will often
general.
See that they're less likely to have some of the illnesses and afflictions that are certain breeds are predisposed to due to closed breeding lines.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and the only reason I wanted a Newfoundland is because I had always just admired the breed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I have young kids. I'm going to get a Newfoundland. they're great, but I refused to buy it from a breeder. So I called a very reputable breeder in Albuquerque, and I said, I need to rescue one because I would just shoot myself before I would buy one, as much as I love the breed. So, you know, she helped me rescue a dog.
And she's a great dog.
Yeah.
And I've met her. She's a very sweet dog.
She's
and they're very good natured dogs.
They're great. So. She's huge. She's like 200 pounds and she's like 11 years old or something, I think. Because I keep her thin.
Well, the nice thing about that is you know, you went and you educated yourself on that breed. Yeah. You knew what you were getting into. Yeah. And there you go. 200 yeah. pounds later.
Exactly. And she doesn't have a wet mouth. Like they say Newfoundlands have a wet mouth.
Yeah.
She does not have one.
Well, that's good. A little less drool in your house.
Exactly. I think it's because I hydrate her really well. Mm-hmm. I think they get the wet mouth when they're not hydrated enough.
Yeah. And, you know, it just depends. I'm not a drool fan personally.
Yeah. No, me neither.
I stick with, you know, medium-sized dogs. But yeah. if you like drool, I know there's going to be some Great Danes and some Basset Hounds.
Nice.
So.
I have a Great Dane mix buddy.
Yeah,
I love him.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. But he is just so proud and he reminds me of a lion.
Mm-hmm. Very regal.
Yeah.
They're very regal dogs.
Great Danes are just like that.
Yeah.
I just love them. I love Great Danes, but I need to wait for some of mine to die off.
Yeah.
before they break my other leg.
Yes,
and whatever
know your
else.
Limits.
Yeah.
Know your limits
I'm
for
way
how
over
many.
My limit. Oh my yeah. Lord. Yeah. Mentally, I'm way over my limit. Anyway, all right. So let's okay. So we've got the Purebred and Friends dog event on August 11th.
Yes.
What time?
It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay,
and that's at PetSmart in Santa Fe, right across from Target on the 11th.
Excellent. So everybody come get your purebred or hook someone else up with a purebred or, you know, come and educate yourself about the breeds.
Yeah. And we've got some great, you know, goodies for people adopting that day. They're going to get some free food. They're going to have training consultations. There'll be trainers there on site and they'll get coupons for free daycare at Santa Fe Tails. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah. So it's a nice little package. So
good.
Come on out and adopt and, you know, find a good new friend.
Good. Yeah. Santa Fe Tails is a very responsible place. Right?
They are.
I've only heard good things.
Yes. Yeah. They actually are. They donate quite a bit to the shelter. They're,
nice.
They're currently daycaring my foster dog.
Aww.
So. Yes.
Envy Pet Salon, Pet Spa and Salon is pretty good too.
Yeah, very kind people.
I like them.
Yes.
Yeah, they do my Newfoundland.
Oh, that's a lot of brushing.
That's a lot of brushing, yeah. And I don't like dogs. You have to pay to go get groomed, so I just have my Newfoundland. They also do King Charles.
Oh, yeah.
But not as frequently. But anyway, whatever. They're great. And they pick up and drop off, which I love.
Oh, that's nice.
They do. And that's what I need.
Oh, good.
Anyway. Okay. So enough with that. So.
Well, speaking of King,
yes.
I can tell you King is being your Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Mr.
Yes. Who came in with his
sister.
We think maybe his girlfriend, maybe both.
Right. A little backwater action there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
His girlfriend is actually going to be featured in our fashion show.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about that.
So it's called Hats Off and it's our 20th anniversary.
This is a big year for the shelter. 20 years serving
Espanola Valley Humane.
I was going to say upstate New York. Serving northern New Mexico.
Northern New Mexico. A little different from upstate New York.
A little
warmer.
Exactly. Prettier. All right.
I think so.
Yeah.
But it's our 20th anniversary. So
it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. We've come a long way. You know, back when the shelter first started, it was essentially a holding facility. It was animal control. It was not a humane organization.
Well, everyone's just put down.
Yep. And so once the Humane Society was taken over by a group of nonprofit volunteers, it just changed its direction. It turned into adoptions and spay, neuter, and education. And we've just continued to take that, you know, to the stars. It just keeps on going. So
it's
20 years
better,
in,
better.
We want to celebrate.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, so what's the event called again?
Hats Off.
Right.
And it's our 20th anniversary celebration. So
and you're having a fashion show.
We are. Okay. And so King's sister is going to be featured in that fashion show. Her name is Chloe.
Aww.
She's also a Cavalier King
and
Charles
Chloe.
Yes.
That kind of goes.
It's very fancy.
That's cute.
Yeah, he could come and he could have a reunion with her and
no.
see her.
Well, he's neutered, so that's fine.
Yes,
okay,
they've
okay.
been spayed and neutered
yeah.
now.
Oh my
so
God.
You know, maybe
oh
their
God.
Feelings will be a little more platonic than
Mr.
they once
Mingy.
Were.
Maybe they'll be like they should have been brotherly and sisterly,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Instead of whatever. Incestually.
Uh-huh. But ew. The family that adopted Chloe actually has two other Cavalier nice. King Charles Spaniels. So all three of those lovely little dogs are going to be in the fashion show. And so folks can watch the fashion show and they can, you know, bid on the looks and things like that. And just it's a real engaging, fun experience on September 22nd.
Good.
It'll be out at Bishop's Lodge.
Right.
So then there'll be a silent auction, a live auction stuff too. But personally, I'm looking most forward to the fashion show where we've got all our doggy alumni coming and being the models.
And so the looks that the models will be wearing are for
they
purchase,
are for yes, they
to,
are for
to
purchase.
Be bid on or whatever.
Yeah, and there'll be human models and animal models,
right.
and both of the looks will be available.
Oh, good. So the doggy clothes and the human clothes will all be available
yes.
to buy to
yep.
bid on or whatever auctioned off. Oh, that's fun. I know. I got my Save the Date card the other day in the mail.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's exciting when you see it sort of materializing. You know, it's you think, wow, 20 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
It
How
is.
Long have you been with the shelter?
I've been with the shelter about 4 years.
It's a long time.
So it is.
Because this is a hard job.
It is. You know, it's, you know, you see a lot of the sad stories, and those are the ones that really take a toll on you. But you have so many happy endings. And what we're doing with our website right now is encouraging people in honor of the 20th anniversary to share their happy endings. So tell us their stories. Tell us, you know, about the animal that you found at the shelter and, you know, how they became a part of your life. Because the happy endings are what keep us as a staff going. They make us want to just keep working and helping all the dogs and cats that come in the door. So keep an eye on the website and you'll see. You can submit your story about King or Buddy or any of your cats that you got from us, any of your collection.
I have many happy endings over here with my broken leg.
Betsy could probably have an entire chapter of our website with all her Espanola Star.
But the one dog, I never knew about the shelter. And when we got here, we were here like for a couple of years, and I wanted my chihuahua that I had brought with me from New York, where I'd had for 13 years, died of old age. And I was like, I want another chihuahua. I miss having pee all over my house. And, you know, I want another chihuahua. So I looked online, and Santa Fe Shelter at the time didn't have anything. And then somehow, and I didn't know about the shelter, Espanola, but it came up in my search. And there was this beautiful chihuahua. And his name is Nacho. You know, we call his Ignacio, but we call him Nacho. And that's how I met the shelter. And it was because of my experience with the shelter. Mary Exner used to work there at the time, who I'm still friends with. She's great. And she did all this like follow-up calls with me and like this outreach with me. And so personal. All I did was adopt a non-problematic chihuahua. I mean, I did nothing. I came and took one of your small dogs off your hands and I was in and out and that was it. But she really followed up, and just there was such a human touch to the work at Espanola that it just won my heart through that dog.
Oh, well, thank you. So, and we try for that. You know, it's we're a small organization. There's only about a dozen people that work up there. So, you know, we do what we can with what we have. And that's why I love working there.
Exactly. All right. We're going to hear more about the shelter and what we need from you, community, when we are right back after this commercial break. This is Betsy Ornell with Humanity Experience on Talk 1260 KTRC. Welcome back, Humanity the Experience, with me, your host, Betsy Ronell, and I'm here with Nina Stively, Outreach Coordinator of the Espanola Valley Humane Society.
Here I am.
Yes, she's back again, and she has a little kitty cat with her.
I do. His name is Pryor.
Oh.
And Pryor is having a hard time.
Does he have any Pryors? from Espanola, no Pryor record that we know of,
but he was actually in our Dropbox one Saturday morning, just last Saturday, and he was just having a really hard time. So one of the things that we need the most is foster homes, because I have him at my house, and there's only so many animals I can stick into my house at a time. Yeah. But, you know, most of our fosters are not sick. Pryor is sick. We're going to get him through it. You know, it's just a matter of time and love and lots of fluids. And
he's very cute.
He is very cute. And he's squeaky. He's got his little blue eyes and a squeaky meow. So he's a good boy. But yeah, so he's living with me among some other foster animals, my own permanent animals.
Right,
so
right.
We're always looking for foster homes.
Yeah.
About 1,000 animals a year from our shelter alone go into foster care, which is pretty remarkable considering, you know, the number of animals we're getting in. About 1/4 of the animals that come in the door will be in foster care, whether it's just for a few days or a couple of weeks. Yeah. They need a place to go.
Animal lovers abound here, which I love about Santa Fe and northern New Mexico. We are just so ready to open our homes.
Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. You know, it really is saving lives. And people think, oh, you know, it's so hard for me to think that, you know, I'd have to let go at the end of my fostering. And I know that that's hard. I myself have kept fosters before.
Me too.
But, you know, think of the alternatives, that these animals don't have an option. There is no place for us to put them sometimes.
Exactly.
So for us to just have somebody who takes in a kitten or a litter of kittens or a puppy or a dog for just a few days, often that's all we need for them to be able to go on a transfer to a mobile adoption event.
Right.
So fostering literally saves lives.
Absolutely. So tell us about the action going on at the shelter right now.
Yes, there is some foster making action happening right this minute. I left the shelter about an hour ago, and a dog who had just come in, brand spanking new to the shelter, decided that that was her safe haven, and she was going to start giving birth.
Aww.
So her name is Minnie. Minnie's about a year old, so presumably this could be her first litter, although it could possibly even be her second.
Yeah.
She's some kind of basset hound husky mix,
about
30 pounds, and she's sweet. She's a very nice dog. And she just sort of looked at us and laid down in her bed, and there you go. She started having some babies.
Wow.
So we're up to 3 right now.
So far.
Yeah, yeah. Check back with me tomorrow, and we'll see. You know, if our, we're all mopping our brow and eating ice chips because of how many puppies she has. But I have no doubt she'll be a good mama. So she just needs a place to stay for a couple of months and raise her babies. And the mamas do all the work. You know, that's the great thing about dogs. Yeah. You know, humans as well. I think sometimes is they feed them, they clean up after them, they keep them warm.
That's right.
So fostering a mom with babies, I think, is much easier than fostering just the babies.
Right. So. Oh, absolutely. I would totally do the mom with the babies. Yeah. It's easy. But yeah, but we were talking in the break about how she's just so, it's just so primal for dogs. I said, do you give dogs medication when they're giving birth? And do you think they're as uncomfortable as humans can be? Yeah. And you said, no.
Right.
On both counts.
And I don't think, you know, I don't think that they are as physically or mentally uncomfortable. They don't have that alarm response that we have when, you know, you're in labor or pregnant or certainly when you're giving birth, there's that fear of what could go wrong.
Right.
The dogs aren't thinking of that. So they're just thinking, this is uncomfortable and I know what's happening and we're just going to let it happen. So she's being very peaceful.
Yeah.
And, you know, no epidural.
No, right. Exactly. But it shows you, this is why I love dogs so much. I mean, I love cats, but I love dogs. Because they are such souls.
It's very peaceful just watching a dog do anything, you know? And to just see them being so relaxed doing something is probably unpleasant as giving birth eight times consecutively.
Right. That's right.
You know, these dogs are really, they're kind of an inspiration.
Absolutely.
Animals are living in the moment. They're not afraid of what's going to happen next. They're just going with it. And I think we can all learn something from that.
I love it. Like my Rosie, who's, you know, just was a mess when she came to the shelter and I adopted her not knowing what she would end up like.
Yes.
I adore her. She's the one who broke my leg recently by accident. I have forgiven her. But she helped me get through Daniel's death.
Yes.
Because she had lived like the most horrendous life. And yet she still comes back smiling, ready for the next chapter. I mean, she could be a victim totally and have turned vicious or have just gotten depressed and died. She keeps coming back. She has so much faith. And so always when I was like, I've had it. I hate this world. I hate my life. I'm done. I'm going to give my children to my sister and just put myself down. I've had it. And I have had many of those moments. I look at Rosie, who's always been by my side throughout this, and I'm like, darn it. All right, fine. You can do it. I can do it.
It's true. I mean, there's such it's an inspiration, and they don't judge us. I think is one of the things that you have to love about dogs is they're with you and they're supportive and they know when you're sad and they sit there with you and get you through it and they know when you're happy and get you through that too.
Right.
So,
and they're not crazy about it. They're like, okay, you're sad now.
Yeah.
Let's sit here and be sad.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that.
They're just very supportive.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to say, you know, pull it together.
Yeah.
They're just going to say, all right, well, maybe we could go get some dog food now.
Right. They're solid.
Yeah. And it's inspirational.
Yeah. And here's another quick thing. Once I was really just, I was crying about something, you know, relating to Daniel dying. And I just was like, I just cannot take any more of this. And I just was just, I don't know what I was doing, but all of a sudden I sort of tuned out of myself, I think bored with myself. And I felt like this heavy energy. It was to my left. And I just looked around. I was like, what is that? And then it was Rosie sitting there absorbing like all my energy. And she was so solid. Really, I swear, they're like souls with feet.
They are. And, you know, I think that we were saying we can learn so much from them. But, I people say, oh, I rescued this dog. I think the dogs rescue us.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's really. And I think you should share that story with our new theme on our website.
I have many stories to share with you.
Our happy endings page.
Right. All right. So you really need fosters. How would people find out if they even would be? Let's say there's people like, oh, I think I'd be a bad foster, you know, but I want to do it. How could they find out?
Yes. Well, you know, there's very few bad fosters.
Exactly.
You know, people say, I think you want us to foster because you want us to just adopt them. And really, I don't. No. I want you to come back and foster again.
Right.
But if you do adopt them, you know, no fault there. I'm happy to have you come back or not.
Right.
But go to our website. We have the application right there under the volunteer tab. You can fill out a foster application and you tell us what you can foster. If you've got a bossy old girl dog, we're not going to send you, you know, a teenage girl puppy who's going to drive her crazy. We maybe send you a nice, docile older male. Or, you know, if you've got cats, we can send you a dog who's been tested with cats or, you know, vice versa. If you're sitting, you know, cats or kittens, we can find somebody who's going to be a good match.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of one of the jokes in the rescue world is cats are always just sort of thinking, hey, can I just use your bathroom? Because we always say, just stick your fosters in the bathroom for a week, you know?
And right.
Put a litter box in there and the kitties will romp and play.
Yeah,
and
the kitties are happy.
Cats are easy to foster, really.
Yeah.
So, So if you have space in your home, even if they're going to stay in a cage or a crate as cancer kittens,
right,
that's fine. Because right, if you think about it, that's where they would be at the shelter anyways, exactly, is in a contained area.
Exactly.
So
yeah, no, we need fosters and, you know.
Yeah, we provide the food, the medical support, you know, behavioral support, yeah, and we always give you an end date too, which is what right, makes our program very unique.
Right.
We will tell you exactly when you're done fostering. So it's not, you know, oh, just a little while longer, a right, little while longer.
No.
We'll tell you when they're going to that adoption event. And exactly, the odds are good they will be adopted.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's good. All right, so to wrap it up real quick, Purebred and Friends Animal Adoption Event coming up on August 11th.
Yes.
So next Saturday. And 10 to 3 at PetSmart,
yep,
on Zafferano.
Yeah, right across from Target.
Right, good, right here in Santa Fe. And also check on the eValleyShelter.org website all the time. You can share your success stories,
yeah,
and just participate. Yeah, in the 20th anniversary of this beautiful shelter that has provided such a safe haven for so many mistreated and unwanted and wanted animals in northern New Mexico. So great job. I'm proud to have been a part of it and happy to always host you guys on my show.
Oh, thank you.
Dearest, you know, cause to my heart. Okay, so Nina Stively, thank you.
Thank you, Betsy.
Mrs. Stively, thank you. Okay, all right, so go, please, bring, adopt, whatever. Bring everybody to this adoption event. We got to get those purebreds going home.
Yes.
Right? Okay, thank you. Thank you, my sponsors, Mary Nebron, the Skin Whisperer, Santa Sangre de Cristo, Tessa Racket Club, and Erin Mayberry, Santa Fe's great plastic surgeon. We'll catch you next.